This is a, I have to first say, I'm going to editorialize real quick. This is a real treat. I've known Stefano for going on, believe it or not, it's like 10 years. We met the first time 10 years ago. And he is a force in our open source space, and he's doing some really good work around our open source AI movement. Are we doing the same thing we did at FOSSI?
Say again?
Are we doing the same thing we did in FOSSI?
Similar.
Okay. This.
There's going to be lots of space for questions.
This is going to be a wonderful talk. Everyone, Stefano.
Thank you. Now the pressure is on. Yes, so I'm going to try to be very brief and leave questions for you to ask me. And if you don't ask me questions, be assured I will ask you questions. So I'm the executive director of the Open Source Initiative, and I started my career advocating for free software. I've been in the free software and open source world most of my career, lots of familiar faces in this room. And in 2021, I started at the Open Source Initiative as the executive director, and I noticed how the same year Copilot, when it came out, kind of shook me and made me really realize that machines now capable of writing code were kind of very disrupting, very quite new thing. And I had so many questions that I needed to answer that I wanted an answer for myself, that I started asking questions to colleagues and the legal community and others, and they had more questions too. So that's why we decided to start this conversation about defining open source AI. There is no framework right now that allows you to answer the question, is this tool that I'm using, is this Copilot thing, is this Code Whisperer, is this any other tool that is powered by machine learning or AI, there is no framework to answer the question, is this open source? In other words, do I have the rights to use it, modify, share it, and study? So I started asking around and asked people, assembling groups from Mozilla Foundation, Creative Commons, Internet Archive, Wikipedia, so all the organizations that I had contacts with in the open space, open knowledge, open data, but also researchers, people who are actually creating AI systems, the modern, on the forefront of the creation of these tools, like at Princeton, at Carnegie Mellon, at the Ecole Polytechnique in Paris, friends in Italy. I asked legal communities, but also the venture capitals and technology companies, smaller or larger ones, and putting them together also with civil rights representatives, people from ethical backgrounds, civil rights, digital rights groups, the EFF and others. And we started talking about what does open source AI look like for you? What are the challenges? What do you think we need to address? And we start